वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रिय ब्रजाकाचर अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीम भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदादा श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। गंगा यमुना माय की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जय। समवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ऑल्गो श्रील प्रभुपा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10। The Summum Bonum, Chapter 1, The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, Text 39. Dehe Panchatvam Apanne, Dehe Panchatvam Apanne, Dehi Karmanugo Avashaha, Dehi Karmanugo Vashaha, Dehantaram Anuprapya, Dehantaram Anuprapya, Praktanam Tyajati Vapu, Raktanam Tyajate Vapu, Dehe Panchatvam Apanne, Dehi Karmanugo Vasha, Dehantaram Anuprapya, Raktanam Tyajate Vapuhu. word to word meaning. Dehe, when the body. Panchattam apanni turns into five elements. Dehi, the proprietor of the body, the living being. Karmanugaha, following the reactions of his own fruitive activities. Avashaha, spontaneously, automatically. Dehantaram, another body made of material elements. Anuprapya, receiving as a result. Praktanam, the farmer. Tyajati, gives up. Vapuhu, body. Translation and purport by Divine Rays, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, when the present body turns to dust and is again reduced to five elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether, the proprietor of the body, the living being, automatically receives another body after material elements according to his fruitive activity. When the next body is obtained, he gives up the present body. Please repeat after me responsibly. When the present body turns to dust and is again reduced to five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, the proprietor of the body, the living being, automatically receives another body of material elements according to his fruitive activities. When the next body is obtained, he gives up the present body. Purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, which presents the beginning of the spiritual understanding. Dehino smin yata dehe Kaumaram yavanam jara tata dehantara prapti dhirastatra namuyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. This is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 13. Everybody has to hear, okay? What I'm speaking, you have to hear. You are sitting for hearing, not seeing. Technology there. Chapter 2. Text 13. A person or an animal is not the material body. Rather, the material body is the covering of the living being.
Bhagavad Gita compares the body to a dress and elaborately explains how one changes dresses one after another. The same Vedic knowledge is confirmed here. The living being, the soul, is constantly changing bodies one after another. Even in the present life, the body changes from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youth, and from youth to old age. Similarly, when the body is too old to continue, the living being gives up this body, and by the laws of nature, very long purpose, automatically gets another body according to his fruitive activities, desires, ambitions. The laws of nature control this sequence. Therefore, as long as the living entity is under the control of external material energy, the process of bodily changes takes place automatically according to one's fruitive activities. Vasudeva, therefore, wanted to impress upon Kamsa that if he committed the sinful act of killing a woman, in his next life, he would certainly get a material body, still more. Conditioned to the suffering of the material existence. Thus, Vasudeva advised Kamsa not to commit sinful activities. One who commits sinful activities because of ignorance, tamoguna, obtain a lower body. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma yonishu. In Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, text 22. Hearing, there are hundreds of thousands of different species of life. Why are there higher and lower bodies? One receives these bodies according to the contamination of material nature. If in this life one is contaminated by the mode of ignorance and sinful activities, in the next life, by the laws of nature, one will certainly get the body full of suffering. Take a bite. Why are the higher, lower end bodies? One receives these bodies according to contamination material nature. If in this life one is contaminated by the mode of ignorance and sinful activity, duskriti, in the next life, by the laws of nature, one will certainly get a body full of suffering. The laws of nature are not subservient to the whimsical desires of the conditioned soul. Our endeavor, therefore, should be to associate always with the sattva-guna and not to indulge in rajoguna and tamoguna. Lusty desires and greed keep the living entity perpetually in ignorance and prevent him from being elevated to the platform of sattva-guna or suddha sattva-guna. One is advised to situated in suddha sattva-guna, devotional service, for thus one is immune to reactions of the three modes of material nature. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenatasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yenabhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam.
Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsachi Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Vandhi Jagat Padeva Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rushabhanasute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vesakripasana Vicha Patita Nam Pane Vaishne Vinamo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasati Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare So, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, very, very dear to the pure Vaishnavas. So, Bhagavad Gita Now, Prabhupada explaining that this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. So we have to understand it is the topmost subject, topmost science. There is no any other science than Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay? This is the topmost science. All other science are rubbish material. Right? Bhagavad Gita Bhagavatam is the absolute science. So, nicely, introduction on Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada explains how, you know, like five subject matters are described in Bhagavad Gita. So out of five, that is science of the soul, science of God, science of material nature, science of time, fifth one, karma. Out of five, four are eternal. Karma is temporary. So, Prabhupada talks about the karma, how the karma acts upon the conditioned soul. Everybody in this material world, there are 84 lakhs of species of life that is there always since beginning of creation. Also, according to karma, goes up and down. Sometime human being, sometime cat, sometime dog. In evolution process, first in the water, then, you know, plants and trees, then birds and bees. So this is a great science. Prabhupada always said,
This Krishna consciousness movement is not a religious movement. It is a scientific movement. So what I try to say, Prabhupada explained is that karma is temporary. The karma involved with the three gunas, tamogun, rajogun, sattogun. And along with the time. So karma is not permanent. According to your activities, Prabhupada gave the example about you are doing business. You get profit. That is good karma. When you are doing business, you loss. That is bad karma. So karma. Every one of us, we are all bound by our karmas. Since time immemorial. Anadi karma pale padi bhava banajale. Na deki upai. So it is a great science. Anyway, so now, here Prabhupada is talking about Bhagavad Gita, a sloka. So I would like to say, devotee should not take it so light, this Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Like we have regular classes, like this is instituted by Prabhupada. Every devotee should attend. Whether junior, senior, whatever, they have to attend Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam class. So Bhagavad Gita, it's a wonderful literature, right? So here it says that in the conclusion, Bhagavad Gita is a transcendental literature. Every day we have to hear, right? That's what every day we have a class. So in this Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes in the conclusion, Bhagavad Gita is a transcendental literature which one should read very carefully. In another words, one should hear very carefully, with full attention. Gita Shastra Midam Punyam Yapate Pratupaman. Here it says that if one properly follows the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, properly follows, one can be freed from all the miseries and anxieties of life by a shokadi varjita. So please try to understand, this is very, very important. By the causeless mercy of Krishna and Guru, we come and contact with ISKCON society. So we are all fortunate. Brahmanda Brahmite Brahmite Bhagyavan Jeev. We associate with ISKCON. So here it is explaining. Now we have to understand. I think long back I was speaking. No, nobody should think that I am okay. We are all suffering. Men are suffering, women. In this material world, everybody is suffering. You should not forget this. What is that suffering? Birth, death, old age and disease. Janma dukkha, marana dukkha, vyadi dukkha. We should understand, devotee, we are all patients. We are admitted to ISKCON hospital, spiritual hospital, to cure this disease of birth, death, old age disease. Also, three types of miseries: adhyatmik, adibhautik, adidaivik. We are suffering. This body, what is this nonsense body? Right? Maya's body. It's not Krishna's body. Maya's body. Sharira avidya jal. Devotee should understand. He should develop that tyaga, renunciation, jnana vairagya. Not try to enjoy the senses and the mind. So we are suffering. Body, mind, nature, heavy rain, no rain, heavy cyclone, earthquake, all kind of material nature. And other suffering, actually Prabhupada says, we all afraid, right? Like morning sun, what happened there? Some chuva came or pigeon? And a pigeon, chota, baby. Anyway, so what I try to say that, so all, animals, they also give trouble. We are all afraid. We don't want a mosquito to bite. Whether you are a president, whether you are a GBC, whatever, mosquito, don't know. They will bite you. Your guru or sannyasi, what? You cannot say, hey, I am the GBC, I am the president, I am guru. Why you are biting? We are all suffering. So here it is explained in that if one properly follows the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, one can be freed from all miseries. These miseries, Janma Mruti Jaravadi and another three, Tapatraya Mulanam. Anxieties in the mind. Anxiety also in the heart. Baya Shokadi Varjita. You become fearless. When you follow, taking shelter of under the Guru and studying Gita, Bhagavat, you become free from the fear. So many fears. Fear of death, fear of old age, fear of disease. Fear, fear, fear. So Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada wanted to preach the message of Bhagavad Gita. That is why Prabhupada always said, distribute books. Not only distributing books, we have to read also, understand. Prabhupada's instruction, not one way. We have become sometime. No, Prabhupada himself says, I'm not writing just to, sell the books and distribute books. You have to read. Not one way. Prabhupada said, distribute, but then we distribute only books. No reading. Is it right? No. So, we have to do everything simultaneously. Reading, distributing books, chanting. Anyway, so wonderful Bhagavad Gita, right? Devotee enjoys by speaking. If you are not enjoying, that means you are in Maya. You are attacked by Maya. Or your mind is not clear. You are unable to understand. That is, you don't want to hear. You don't want to attend the classes. But those who are, you know, given up their illusion, ignorance, attachments, material nature, material body, material mind, they enjoy speaking. Prabhupada was speaking around the world, 14 times travel and speaking only Gita, Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada is enjoying, supreme enjoyment. Anyway, so here about Bhagavad Gita, now Prabhupada is referring, this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, which presents the beginning of spiritual understanding. That is, famous sloka, Dehi nosmin yata dehi. So, now, translation, you see, what are the main understanding of translation? I would like to focus on that. When the present body turns to dust and is again reduced to five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, the proprietor of the body, the living being, automatically receives the nature, another body of material elements according to his fruitive activities. When the next body is obtained, he gives up the present body. I have noted down mainly body, Prabhupada talks in the translation, the living being. Living being mean? Bolo? Raise your hand if you know bolo, you should say not. Raise your hand if you know. Living being. At rest, not just. Left or right hand? So living being, okay? So living being actually means the soul. What type of soul? Answer. What type? There are different types of, different categories. Tamogun soul, Rajogun soul, Sattvagun soul, pure soul. Anyway, so this is the understanding. In the translation, I'm just talking about. Now I'm going to through purport, okay? Prabhupada said in the purport, the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul. Conditioned soul mean, again, you have to fill it up. I'm asking, conditioned soul mean, if you know, raise your hand. Theoretically you know, practically you know. Two way of knowing, right? I want practical. Maybe our Asim Krishna Prabhu can tell. What is meant by conditioned soul? He has more realization. He's going to take sannyas. So, this is a way of understanding. Krishna God is not blind. Prabhupada always says, many places not down. Actually, anyway, I don't know. We can go back to Prabhupada's, you know, teachings like Ishopanishad, okay? This class can be done for 7 days. Now there's no time, so I have to just finish whatever time is there. Okay? This is a Prabhupada gave lecture, London Convey Hall, 1969. Teachings of the Vedas. Prabhupada's lecture, October 6, 1969. Ladies and gentlemen, today's subject matter is teachings of the Vedas. What are the Vedas? The Sanskrit verbal root of Veda can be interpreted variously, but the purport is finally one. That is a Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purports are finally one. The Acharya speaking, explaining what is the meaning of Bhagavad Gita, what is the meaning of Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada asked to discuss every day Gita and Bhagavatam. We follow both Pancharatrika Vidhi, Bhagavata Vidhi. The worshipping the deity, that is Narada Pancharatra. Prabhupada says, simply worshipping ringing bell, not enough. You can hear so many lectures Prabhupada talks about this. Even in India, there are so many temples. The dogs are running. Nobody cared. A pujari comes just for 5 minutes, worshipping and lock up and goes. So Prabhupada's temple is so not like that. Perfect Acharya Prabhupada introduced. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the deities are not deities. Pratima Nai Shakshat Brajandanandana. This is, we have to hear again and again and again, again and again. Prabhupada writes many places, right? Because we are all rascal conditioned soul. We are all bolo. Murka Atma. We are all Murka. Simply say Atma Atma, completely bogus. You have to realize that you are a Murka Atma. I am fool number one. Anyway, so here, Prabhupada explained, Veda means knowledge. Any knowledge, you accept Veda. So deity, we should, you know, very important, right? This will go for 10,000 years, right? Radha Rasvihari temple, that you have to take birth again, I think, in ISKCON, right? Now, you want to go back only in this life. How the temple is going to run? No changes. We should not change anything, right? We don't know. So that's what I'm trying to say. The deities are not ordinary. Sakshat, pure devotee, invited the Lord. Such a big temple he built for the Lord. Raja Boga, cooking, right, dal, sadi, puri, all different type of varieties. We are offering morning, 6 time offering. This is not something, you know, superstition. The Lord is enjoying Radha Ras Vihari. Prabhupada gave my name Amiya Vilas Swami. That's Amiya Vilas. What is mean by Amiya? Always glorifying Krishna. I'm always glorifying Prabhupada. Glorifying. That is the Guru gives the names according to the devotees' qualities. realized guru. Anyway, so what I try to say, now Prabhupada is telling that any knowledge you accept Veda, for the teachers of the Vedas are the original knowledge. In the conditioned state, our knowledge is subjected to many deficiencies. There are difference between a conditioned soul. This is very, very important. We all know, right? We always read conditioned soul, conditioned soul, conditioned soul. Here a Prabhupada. What is mean by conditioned soul? We don't know. Who knows? Again, raise your hand. Who knows? Theoretically, you can say. Theoretically, don't afraid. Raise your hand. Theoretically or practically. You realize? Okay. What is mean by conditioned soul? So is soul, nam, the soul, why the soul should not be there, right? Because you are, anyway, conditioned soul means one who identify with the body. You understand? Your answer also correct. This another answer is conditioned soul means I'm identify with the body. Right, Kapila? You are Kapila, what? What is the name for her? Huh? Oh, Sandipani Muni. Sandipani Muni or Sandipani? Huh? Sandipani Krishna Das. Yeah. So, that is meaning. Here Prabhupada explaining. Anyway, I can go into the deep. Now, second point I was noting, okay, spiritual understanding, Prabhupada explained, Bhagavad Gita, the first spiritual understanding about the soul. Now, third one, by the loss of material nature, we have to understand, Krishna consciousness is not just, you know, sentiment, no. The two things are going on in this world. One is Krishna is acting, another is Maya is acting. Pure devotee under the action of dictation of Krishna, we are all conditioned soul, Maya, Baddha, Jiva. We are under the dictation of Maya. Two things are going on here. The loss of nature. Krishna says, Daiviyesha gunamai mamamaya durattaya. When he spoke this, millions and millions years ago, you say, I know the sloka. Simply knowing sloka is enough. Krishna is telling, Mama Maya, this is my nature. Very, very, very difficult. Durga. Anyway. Now the fourth point I was noting down in the purport Srila Prabhupada, ignorance. Ignorance. Whole material world is tamasoma. Jyotirgamaya. That is Veda's teaching. You come out from this darkness. All material world full of darkness. Darkness what? Not like sunlight, moonlight. Darkness, illusion, Maya. That is why Bhagavatam says, no, demigods also free from Maya, not free from Maya. Right? Chakravarti Prabhu, Krishna. What is this? Janmadyasutra Nayadat, what this? Sarat, Tene Brahma Rude Adhika. Muyanti. Muyanti means bewildered. Muyanti yat suraya. Even the demigods. Are we demigods? So nobody should think that, I am free from Maya. I am serving Krishna. Nice cooking and offering, dressing. I am free from Maya. Prabhupada says, Krishna doesn't require all these things.
Chintamani prakarasadmas.
He has millions of Lakshmi serving Krishna. You want to serve Krishna? Prabhupada is telling, not I am speaking. I am not discouraging that. Aray, what is this Maharaj speaking, We are doing so much service. Anyway, so what I try to say, ignorance. And Prabhupada also says, Karanam guna sangasya sadasa janma yonishu. That is 13th chapter of text 22. So like this. And the fifth one, the three modes of material nature. Prabhupada talks about that, right? In the purport. One is advised to be situated in Suddha Sattva Guna, devotional service. For thus, one is immune to the reactions of the three modes of material nature. Anyway, so much is there. I just want to refer to you. You can also... you can go through that, nectar of instruction. Very important. In the introduction, Prabhupada speaking, in all spiritual affairs, one's first duty is to control his mind and senses. That brahmachari. Sannyas. Grihastha. For them also explaining, but Kali Yuga, they cannot control the senses. Anyway, so here Prabhupada explaining, unless one controls his mind and senses, one cannot make any advancement in spiritual life. Please, these books are there, reading, understanding. Everyone within this material world is engrossed in the mode of passion and ignorance. There I'm always, now since 6 years I'm studying this, I'm always hearing lectures, reading Prabhupada's quotation, all quotings. Here I immediately noted, this is 3rd Canto, chapter 25, text 16, Mumbai, 16 November 1974, note down. Nicely talking about how one should come to the Sattva Guna. So I will stop here now. One more thing. Bhagavatam says, Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kamalo Bhadayashe Cheta Yeta Anavit Sitam Satya Prasiddhati. Regularly hearing Bhagavatam, regularly chanting, regularly taking Krishna Prasadam, regularly worshipping Srila Prabhupada, regularly coming for darshan, without any deviation. That means four regulatory principles you have to strictly follow. Not easy. Then slowly, tada rajastamo. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, right? Slowly you can give up your passion and ignorance. Then you come to the mode of goodness, sattva guna. Then you understand the real philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. I'll stop here. So any question, any discussion, any comments?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it is mentioned that one leaves body here and takes another body, but there in between comes a hell and heaven. One has to first go there in Yamraj court and then stay there in hell or heaven for some time and then take the birth. Why it is directly, automatically one goes from one body to another body?
It's very clearly mentioned, karmana daivanetrena. Understandings are there, like chanting Hare Krishna. Again, so deep science, offenses, offenseless. So your question, I'm trying to say, you are asking about why it is mentioned that, you know, just for according to the purport or translation Prabhupada writing, it's there. You know, if you read Coming Back, you have that book, should read. There it is mentioning, after death, how we go, you know, the Yamaraj, it is a great science. We cannot now just, you know, it is true. Laws of nature, nature is working under the direction of Krishna, Maya Dakshena. Similarly, Maya also, the nature, Karmana Daivanetrena. Prabhupada is telling that you cannot decide, I am American now. Next life again I will take birth in America. No, it is not in your hand. So you understand what I tried. Simple answer. Anyway, any other question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Somewhere it is said when the body reduces to five elements, so when we burn the body, when we cremate the body, we can understand that it reduces to dust. But when body is being buried, does it fully reduce to dust?
You can't understand the sloka without the mercy of the Guru. That is, the purport is more important than not direct words, you know. I can also explain about that. I know that. Okay. Since you are asking, I will tell. When the present body turns to the dust, when will turn? Bolo?
When we will turn to dust. When we are dead.
Who is dead?
The body.
Body dead?
Yeah, the body. Body.
Anyway, so Prabhupada is telling, no, like a Parsi people, they throw for fire, right? Burning. Vultures.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Eat away.
And
others, they bury.
Body burn.
Burn.
Body cremates. When? Not with the life. Anyway.
Yeah.
Interesting, right? Sometimes, I heard, I think. Anyway. Sometimes people think that he died, but he not died. And then afterwards he gets, ghost. Then. You heard about, there are so many stories, you know. Anyway, so you understand what I'm trying to say. I'm also, but purport Srila Prabhupada writes about. So now it's very clear. Okay, when the present body turns to the dust, when it will turn? When the soul leaves the body and again reduced to five elements. It is actually, even in the Sri Shapati is explained, no, Vayuranilam Amritamate Dambasmantase Om Kratosmara Kratasmara Kratasmara Krata. That is also explained. You read Sri Shopanishad, very important book. So you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay, no?
So yeah. Equivalent to reducing to five elements. When the soul leaves, it is equivalent to reducing to five elements.
Okay, no? Any other question? Kaun hai? Okay, Hare Krishna. Mahaprasada Govinda.